A report from the nonprofit group Oxfam says the richest 1% of people in the world will have a majority of the wealth on the planet in 2016. The report was released Monday ahead of the annual World Economic Forum meeting this week in Davos, Switzerland. The global wealth of the richest people on Earth climbed to 48% in 2014. That has increased from 44% in 2009. It is likely to pass 50% in 2016. Oxfam says that the explosion in inequality is holding back the fight against global poverty. The group estimates that 1 in 9 people do not have enough to eat, and that more than 1 billion people still live on just over $1 a day. The report said the 80 wealthiest people in the world own $1.9 trillion. That is nearly the same amount shared by the 3.5 billion people at the bottom half of the world's income scale. Winnie Binyanyima is the executive director of Oxfam. She will co-chair the World Economic Forum event. She plans to use her position at the meeting to call for urgent action to stop rising inequality. Oxfam is asking governments around the world to deal with a number of issues of inequality. The organization is calling on governments to prevent companies and rich individuals from avoiding taxes. It is asking governments to shift taxes from labor and consumption to wealth and income. One proposal is to invest in free public services, such as health care and education. The organization also wants governments to introduce minimum wages for workers, equal pay for women, universal child care, and elderly care services. I'm Jonathan Evans. Words in this story. Co-chair, verb, to lead together with another person, a meeting, organization, committee, or event. Inequality, noun, an unfair situation in which some people have more rights or better opportunities than other people. What do you think about extreme poverty around the world? Should the world's wealthy do more to help those in poverty? We want to hear from you. Write to us in the comments section.